Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, the 31st of March. I hope you're well. Coming up,
two children, a girl and a boy, who were passengers in the second car, have been injured.
Horror weekend on the country's roads, and popularity of contactless payments continues to rise. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, three people have been killed in two serious crashes in North Cork and Waterford during a tragic weekend on the country's roads. Two women were killed in a collision in Mallow and a woman died in a crash in Dungarvan. News Talk's Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
Both women in the crash in Mallow were killed when two cars collided at Navigation Road and the N72 at around 10 to 4 yesterday afternoon. The woman in her 60s was driving the first car and the woman in her 40s was driving the second car. Two children, a girl and a boy, who were passengers in the second car, have been injured and are being treated at Cork University Hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. The bodies of both women have been brought to the mortuary at Cork University Hospital for a post-mortem examination. Separately, a woman in her 60s has been killed in a serious three-car crash at Moon and Mean in Dungarvan. Three other people have been injured after it happened on the N25 yesterday afternoon.
Donald Trump says he's annoyed with the Russian President Vladimir Putin after weeks of attempting to negotiate a ceasefire in Ukraine. The US president says he's angry with Putin for attacking Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's credibility. He's also threatened to impose a 50% tariff on countries buying Russian oil if Putin fails to agree to a ceasefire. President Trump has been speaking to reporters on board Air Force One.
I was disappointed in a certain way. Some of the things that were said over the last day or two having to do with Zelensky, because when he considers Zelensky not credible, making a deal with him, whether you like him or you don't like him.
New legislation comes into effect today for drivers renewing their car insurance. Motorists will not be able to renew their current car insurance unless they provide their driver number. The driver number is on the driver's licences under Section 4D. Dominic Lumsden from People Insurance says it's one small step for drivers.
There's just one small extra step when we take out or renew your motor insurance. So now you'll need to provide the driver number for all named drivers on your policy. It's right there in front of your driving your driver's license under Section 4D. Now, this simple step is part of a national move to improve and road safety, reduce fraud and help make insurance fairer for everyone. We're here to make the process easy. So it's one small step for drivers and one big step for safer roads.
New social welfare changes come into effect today for job seekers who have paid at least 5 years PRSI contributions. The Department of Social Protection says the new pay-related benefit scheme will ensure people with a strong work history will get a higher rate of payment if they lose their job. The introduction of the new scheme will bring the country in line with other EU countries and will have three rates of payment starting at €450 a week. Suzanne Rogers, research and policy analyst with Social Justice Ireland, is welcoming the pay-related system.
For people who have been employed for a certain length of time, for a certain amount of hours per week, will now be able to get an increased payment. What you would have is a system where every single person who lost their job had the same flat rate. So now what we're seeing is that there is now, I suppose, a pay-related element to social welfare, which is really to be welcomed.
Rescue efforts are continuing in Myanmar, where hospitals have been overwhelmed following Friday's earthquake. It's understood around 1,700 people have been killed, but experts say that figure could rise to as high as 10,000. The 7.7 magnitude quake has brought down dozens of buildings and damaged infrastructure. Ladawan Singh Suwan says it's been absolutely devastating.
My heart felt so bad from the very first day I heard the news. My son was on the floor, right near the top. He's an electrician. Suddenly, it just exploded like a bomb.
Over 1.5 billion payments made in shops, restaurants and other retail outlets last year were contactless. That's according to new data from the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland, which shows half of the payments were made using mobile wallets like Apple or Google Pay. Gillian Byrne, head of payments at the BPFI, says the popularity of contactless continues to rise.
Almost 90% of card payments in retail stores are actually made by consumers using the contactless payment method. So we're continuing the journey to tap as we pay. And not only are we continuing the journey to tap as we pay, but we're actually now more frequently using our mobile wallets. So using our Google and using our Apple Pay.
In entertainment news, boy band Five say they're pleased there are more discussions about mental health in the music industry. All original members of the 90s chart toppers are reuniting for the first time since they split in 2001. Band member Sean Conlon believes people are more open and honest about the difficulties of fame now.
I think the marketing of bands of our era was really based around everything's positive, there's no troubles, and that could have been a mistake in hindsight, because I don't really think that that's good for anybody.
And in sport, in rugby, Ireland head coach Scott Beamond believes yesterday's Women's Six Nations win over Italy helped put some demons to bed. The 42-point victory in Parma was a first win for the visitors over the Italians since 2002. It means they have a win on the leaderboard, and after feeling they left one behind them against France in week one, Scott Beamond says it was important they didn't dwell on previous mistakes.
Really, really pleased that the girls could come here and play to the end. We obviously needed to put some things right from last week, where we felt we left points out there, and we've been able to do that in some regard today. So, a little bit more clinical.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.